growing number of international educators are coming to Milwaukee Public Schools. It's Monday, September 18th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up, Rich Kramer will report on Republicans in the state Senate who want Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz to waive her right to confidentiality in order to make complaints filed against her public. And Sarah Lear has a feature story about an effort to preserve the Ho-Chunk language. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A growing number of international educators are coming to Milwaukee Public Schools. The district has hired teachers from overseas for years, but district administrators have gotten more serious about looking far beyond Wisconsin's borders to fill staff vacancies left by a teacher shortage. Last year, 60 teachers from overseas joined MPS. This year, there will be more than 200 international teachers in Milwaukee. Michael Harris heads human resources for the district. He says the goal is making sure a qualified teacher is in front of every student.
We want to make sure that every school is providing our kids with a well-rounded education.
MPS will continue recruiting locally and internationally. The district has about 200 teacher vacancies yet to fill this year. University of Wisconsin system enrollment is projected to remain stable this fall, with small gains at some campuses balancing out declines at others. Campuses in Platteville, Stevens Point, and Whitewater all project increases of about 3% from last fall. Meanwhile, UW-Madison and UW-Green Bay also expect an increase. Overall, enrollment is up by about 500 students across all 13 universities. System President Jay Rothman said the preliminary estimates mark the first year-to-year increase in overall enrollment since 2014.
I think these figures represent and reflect the value that students and parents put on a UW system education. I think they appreciate our affordability and our accessibility.
Projected enrollment is based on the first day of classes. Final enrollment figures usually differ slightly. They'll be reported to the Department of Education later this fall. Republicans in the state Senate are asking Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz to waive her right to confidentiality in order to make complaints filed against her public. Rich Kramer reports Democrats call it an attempt to extort the justice into recusing herself from lawsuits seeking to overturn GOP voting maps.
A letter from Republican Senator Van Wangard and GOP colleagues asks Protasiewicz to notify the Wisconsin Judicial Commission she will waive her right to privacy so complaints filed against her can be released to lawmakers and the public. In May, the commission told Protasiewicz it dismissed complaints against her about her campaign comments that GOP voting maps are rigged. The justice included one of those complaints when she released the findings. Senator Van Wangard was not available for comment. The senator's chief of staff, Scott Kelly, says they want to see all complaints.
We don't know what she's cleared of from the Judicial Commission, and that's what we're trying to find out. It could be anything, and by releasing the letter, she's just inviting speculation.
Democratic State Senator Kel DeRoys called the letter a naked attempt to extort Protasiewicz into staying off the redistricting suits. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Part of a central Wisconsin trout stream dried up this summer for the first time in roughly a decade. This as drought conditions continue statewide. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it's the first time that stretches of Carter Creek in Adams County have run dry since the 2012 drought. Since April, most of the state has been dealing with a shortfall of 6 inches to about a foot of rain. The DNR says the stream going dry is likely due to the drought and high groundwater withdrawals. It's near high-capacity wells that can draw more than 100,000 gallons per day. It's also the biggest production area for the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. Executive Director Thomas Julian says members there have been pumping more due to the drought.
The growers are simply trying to compensate for that. And so they've been having to irrigate in place of getting rainfall.
Julian says irrigation has saved the potato crop this year, and growers are seeing high yields. Customers for three utilities told state regulators this month that proposed rate increases could make it harder to afford utility bills. Joe Schultz has more on public hearings on the rate cases.
Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric hope to increase electric and natural gas rates for 2024. The Public Service Commission will make a decision later this year. This month, utility customers gave feedback to regulators on the rate cases. Kirby Mack is a Madison Gas and Electric customer. She's worried about affordability.
Low-income customers with high energy burdens are more likely to have their services interrupted or permanently cut off. This is because they are more likely to fall behind on their bills due to the high cost of energy.
Others testified against changes Alliant and Madison Gas and Electric are proposing to reimbursement for solar customers. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Sarah Lear has a story about preserving an indigenous language. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, like many indigenous languages, Ho-Chunk is considered endangered as many native speakers die out. Now tribal leaders are turning to technology to preserve Ho-Chunk in the digital age. Sarah Lear has more.
On a recent summer day, about half a dozen teenagers gathered alongside their elders inside the Ho-Chunk Community Center in Black River Falls. They're meeting in western Wisconsin to record Ho-Chunk words and phrases for an e-learning portal. Adrian Thunder manages the tribe's language program.
So by the time we get done with this, we'll be able to enter all of these sound recordings today into the matrix, I guess, that we have set up for the app.
The app should be released later this year as part of a collaboration with a nonprofit called the Language Conservancy. There are nearly 8,000 members of the Ho-Chunk Nation, most of whom live in Wisconsin. But tribal leaders estimate there are fewer than 40 native Ho-Chunk speakers left in the entire country. One of them is 83-year-old Maxine Kohlner. For her, the loss of a language would spell the loss of something deeper.
We can't call ourselves a tribe because we lost our language and would probably be not considered Ho-Chunk anymore.
Language Conservancy CEO Will Maya says a majority of the nearly 7,000 languages spoken worldwide are on track to become extinct in the next century. Those most in danger are indigenous languages that were nearly wiped out after colonization.
In North America, as well as Australia, you know, we're really at the epicenter of a worldwide extinction event when it comes to languages.
During the 19th and 20th centuries, Indigenous Americans were sent to boarding schools, where the federal government forced them to assimilate to white culture. Ho-Chunk Public Relations Director Casey Brown says those effects are still being felt.
All the Ho-Chunks that are alive today have a family member that went through the being put in Indian schools where they weren't supposed to speak their language. They were supposed to forget their culture.
The tribe has been working over the last several decades to revive the Ho-Chunk language. Last year, it partnered with the Language Conservancy to launch an online dictionary with words recorded by elders. But for the forthcoming app, the nation is incorporating younger voices like Kane Halls. Inside the community center, the 18-year-old records the phrase, "He is a first son."
Kunu hija wa uche.
85-year-old Myrtle Long is on hand to correct his pronunciation.
That doesn't sound right.
Ho-Chunk used to be an exclusively oral language. The tribe's education coordinator, Jesse Falcon, says that's why the knowledge of elders like Long is essential. They understand nuances that can't be conveyed in writing. Falcon sees the language as a link to culture. That's part of why she sent her daughter, Naomi Little George, to a Ho-Chunk immersion daycare. But once Naomi went to school, she started speaking less Ho-Chunk.
I had family members kind of saying, why aren't you making her speak Ho-Chunk? We need her speaking Ho-Chunk.
But Falcon felt it had to be her daughter's choice.
The state of the language, this is, you know, very important. I was like, but that's a lot to put on those little bitty shoulders.
Now Naomi's 16. She giggles when she shares her favorite Ho-Chunk phrase.
It's like to say that someone's bow-legged. It's hura geish wa'unje. It's like he or she is bow-legged.
That affection for Ho-Chunk was apparent when Naomi chose to spend part of her summer doing recordings for the new app. The goal, bring Ho-Chunk to another generation of speakers. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and Mallory Chang. As always, you know where you can find us every single weekday morning, right here in that podcast feed, and it shows up automatically if all you do is hit that subscribe button. And while you're there, leave us a rating, leave us that review, let us know what you think of the show. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.